You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain, to clear it out. What's good? If this is your first time, we would like to say welcome to everybody else. Y'all already know who y'all are. Y'all are the Silly Squad. All of the people who support us, who like, comment, subscribe, who share it to a friend. Y'all are part of Gang Gang. You know what I'm saying? But for all of the newbies, we want you to be a part of the Silly Squad. Silly Squad is our supporters. And we would like for you to be a supporter. Okay? Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're looking on YouTube, please hit the description box and click the links in our description box. We have links to our actual podcast where you can go and listen to our podcast that's on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, all of the podcast platforms, basically. Also, in the description box, we have links to our social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of that. So go and follow your girls on the gram and all of that. Now, to everybody who is actually just listening to us, we need for y'all to subscribe too, because y'all just be listening. Y'all don't hit that subscribe button. And make sure you write a review. But listen, to everybody on YouTube, stop playing with us. You see that subscribe button. You see that subscribe button. Hit that bitch, you feel me? Also, you see the arrow? If you didn't know what that mean, that means that you can share this bitch to a friend. Okay. Share this motherfucker. If you be like, you know what, hold on, Tyrone, this sound like something that you be doing, boo. Like, share it to him. If you be like, oh, my mama do that. Let me share it to my mama. You know what I'm saying? Let her know. So, yeah. Share this to somebody. Now that I got all of that out of the way. Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's our bell?
It's over there. We left.
You have to hit the bell, notification bell, so you can be notified every time that we drop a bomb ass video. But don't play with us, because we ain't wanting them. What we sitting at? We sitting on 4K.
We sitting on 1K. Listen. Baby, listen. I had told her, if everybody, you know what I'm saying, if you are new at YouTube, and for everybody who's starting their YouTube channel, y'all don't understand how hard it is to get to 1,000 subscribers.
Listen, okay?
Like, no, seriously. I have seen people that had their channel for years, and they still sitting at 500. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so for us to already be at 1,000, and we haven't even had the podcast for a year. You know what I'm saying? We haven't.
We had our podcast
but on YouTube, we had
it only a few months.
Yes. And so for us to already be at 1,000, baby, that is big.
Call us up when we talk. Let's say 1K. Hey, 1K.
Because all of the people who, you know what I'm saying, who have YouTube, who, you know what I'm saying, y'all know when you hit that 1,000.
It's on and popping.
That's when the money come on.
We try to get them coins.
Tell y'all friends
to get us some more followers.
Yeah. We try to get up there.
We try to throw y'all a party. Y'all exactly. Don't want a party? And party with your girls. We get down.
Yeah, we get down. We get the fuck down. So again, like I said, I'm so excited that we have 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me say this. When this video comes out, I hope it's at 2,000. Awesome. Because right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we record and we put the video out like a couple weeks from now. But hopefully that when y'all see this, hopefully we at 1,500 at least. You know what I'm saying?
But we can't do it without y'all. But yeah, let us thank y'all for subscribing to the ones that are listening and the ones that are watching. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's big. As soon as it went to 1,000, I was like, damn, we at 1,000. Stop playing with us. Now that I have all of that out of the way, how is this pretty ass girl to the side of me doing?
Finna be doing great, because I am about to dig into some vegan cheesecake that my girl made. I cannot wait to taste it. I am so excited. But other than that, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I feel ugly today.
Girl, please, that ain't even in your vocabulary. Okay.
Oh, okay. You know how you just.
When your hair get to the end.
Yeah, because I'm taking my hair down tomorrow. I'm like, oh, I'm tired as hell. And then I feel like my makeup, I was like rushed. I just feel you know what I'm saying? Like, just.
And that's crazy to hear her say that, because she never says that. But
I feel just put together like that.
But it looks, baby, it looks.
I'm saying somebody who's looking there probably be like, girl, what the hell you talking about? You look
the
same.
But you know the
I know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, girl, today I really need to try
that. But
you look
like a Nubian goddess. Mm. Like, you done grand rised. This morning,
and then I think because I bit my nails off, You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, she burnt her finger. She was doing an order. She down there burnt the finger off. Look at that. Can y'all see that on the
And that's too? That's probably another reason why.
Like, it hurts so bad.
That's another reason why, like, I had to do orders for the last couple of days, and I haven't really got sleep. And so I had to, you know what I'm saying, like last night I was finishing the order because I had to wake up at 7:45 this morning to, you know, give it to. So that's probably why I feel the way I feel, where it's like,
you're tired.
I'm tired. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, I probably don't look it, but your girl is tired. You know what I'm saying? But I was doing some candy apples, and baby, listen, the candy, when you are melting the candy, that is something, it's like a, you know what I'm saying, like a real, you know,
I've
what I'm
seen
saying?
It on like them food channel videos, like whatever, to get it to kind of melt, because it's so, you have to have really hot to make it, to penetrate the hardness, to make it soften and make liquefy, right? So you can dip them, child.
Baby, and when I tell you that, you know, like, just say like you got some boiling water, you throw it on somebody's face, you know, you can scald them, but throw that hot candy on somebody,
it's gonna stick to them probably.
Baby, no, you gonna melt.
It's going to melt
because it is the hottest shit ever. And so my nail's not done, and I bit them off, and I, you know what I'm saying? But baby,
it's okay, because you're gonna be all put together.
It's okay, you know what I'm saying? But however, so she's about to eat the vegan cheesecake. For those of you who don't know, like, I went vegan, so basically I made it with almond milk, and then it has vegan butter in there as well.
It smells good. Let me see.
So taste it. Now, I got to talk to for the people that's on our podcast, but is it good?
No different.
That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's no different.
That's why I'm telling people that, like, even when you, you know what I'm saying, like, how they said when you go vegan, like,
it's
about the season and stuff. Because I had a Friendsmas, and I had did vegan spread or whatever, y'all. And we did meatless meatballs. When I tell you.
You should have put that on our YouTube.
What?
You preparing for your friends list.
I so should have.
We showed the vegan. She's promised me a vegan spread as well for a mukbang. So she'll do it then. She'll kind of, you know, do her video and talk through it and tell you how she did it. But it's really creamy, y'all. Ooh, I got a 40th birthday coming up too, boo. It's so
good. Ooh, they're going to try to slide it in there. It's so like, good. Ooh. But yeah, so, but baby, them meatless meatballs, baby, I put the honey glaze on there with the barbecue. It tastes like real fucking meat. Like, seriously. A lot of that plant-based stuff, like, some of the stuff, you know, you can actually tell, but you really can't tell.
And I want to join Choiceland on her vegan. That's my goal. I'm not setting a New Year's resolution or no shit like that, because I think those are bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just striving to be a better me every day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna try to incorporate that in my life. So stay tuned and see where I go with that. But anyway, let's jump into this first topic.
Let's go.
So me and Chaucer were just talking, and you know, Chaucer is always bright as the sun, like her shirt that she's wearing. For y'all that's not watching YouTube or listening on listening to the podcast, she has on this vibrant yellow shirt and like this colorful headband, and she's always been that way. She's been the type of person that can be in a room with 12 enemies and not be fazed. You know what I'm saying? Where most people come in and they hold demeanor, be like, they be really like nook if you book. You know what I'm saying? Like angry, you can see it on them, where them folk ain't even worried about you. And so we were just talking about ways and like people taking your energy and how you shouldn't let people change your vibe. Because you know how you go to a party or something? You like, you've been waiting for this party for I don't know how long. And you know, you're not going to always get along with your friends. You may not like, it may be something that happened, or just the type of person you just can't rock with, and just like something about them. Just say you've been getting ready for this party for a while, and it's going to be the shindig of the shindigs, you know? And you get there, and you've been waiting, it's just so pretty, the food, you know, good looking men there, your friends there, and you see the one person you don't like. Are you going to be like, girl, I'm going to go, because let that bitch ruin your whole mood? Or you be like, shit, I don't give a fuck about her, bitch. I'm going to grub. I'm going to grind. She is the B. Fuck that hoe. I ain't going to give up my energy. I used to be the A, like, ugh, why she here? But where I am today in life, you know what I'm saying? That was the younger version of me, where I just didn't want to be around nobody who irritate the fuck out of me or if I didn't like. But I had to learn that you making yourself miserable while that motherfucker ain't even thinking about you. And so when I think about stuff like that, that's what helped me heal over the years. Mm-hmm. When I used to be so depressed. And not, I wouldn't even say depressed, because I wasn't depressed. I was just heartbroken. Or at least I thought I was. I was going through grieving a relationship that I had been in for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, I just I always gotta fix my bra, y'all. It's something about my left shoulder where my bra strap just won't stay on. I know that's
weird. It won't, because when I do this, I be moving.
Ever since I was younger, it always slide. I don't know, maybe it's my shoulder. Okay, sorry. I got off track, but... But I would be in relationships, like, it would take me forever to get over relationships, and I'd just be like, oh, my God, I'm so sad, and I don't like the girl he with, why the fuck he with, she ain't cuter than me, and I was like, and then as I got older, one day, I was like, girl, and it's before my sensei, Chancellor, you know, pulled her positivity into me, and y'all hear my bracelets clicking, I'm sorry, before she started, you know, kind of steering me back on the right path, because I could be a hothead, like, I lash out. Like, bad, but I've gotten better. Before she even told me that, I was like, dude, you wasted so many months crying and being sad. And while you over crying being sad, the person that hurt you or did something to you ain't giving a damn about you, the furthest thing from their mind. And I was just like, you know what? When I realized it, I was like, I can't let nobody dictate. It's like I'm their puppet because they controlling me. Mm-hmm. They controlling how I feel. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up in a bad mood because I'm thinking about how he did me wrong. But it's like, okay, that was his decision. People make decisions for themselves. Start making a decision for yourself to be happy and not worry about that shit and let that fool go on where he gonna go or let that ex-friend go on. Clearly, she didn't want to be your friend type shit or whatever the situation may be. But we were talking about that and I thought it would be a good topic for those that are listening because a lot of people get irritated by something so small and it ruins their whole day. And then after they come up out of that anger or that storm, they're like, it wasn't even that serious. Because, you know, sometimes you realize, like, why was I that mad? If I had calmed down and said this, then it could have went this way. How you feel about that, Charleston?
Yeah, I'm so glad that we are talking about this. So basically, we're talking about the you know what I'm saying, somebody giving somebody your power and, you know what I'm saying, like allowing them to change your feelings, your emotions and all of that. Basically, I'm so big. I was telling Kiki that, you know, like I'm so big on, you know, making sure that I stay in a happy place, you know what I'm saying, and positive place no matter what is going on around me. You know what I'm saying? I always say that I'm that bottle of water. So basically, you know what I'm saying, you can shake me, you know what I'm saying, and even though everything, you know what I'm saying, is being shook, but it's still going to be some calm water.
Absolutely.
Versus being a bottle of soda where you shake a bottle of soda and then, you know what I'm saying, it's ready to blow and bust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always, you know what I'm saying, always trying out. And I always tell people that the reason why most shit really doesn't irritate me. Like, seriously. It could be storms going on around me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm over here and I'm still calm. I'm like in the center of the storm where it's like, it doesn't affect me because I'm looking around. I'm like, well, damn, that's fucked up. Ooh, wow. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe they over there doing it. Like, oh my gosh, they're depressed. You know, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm over here like, just calm as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I always, you know what I'm saying, said it's because I'm really at peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, I have learned, you know what I'm saying, to be at peace. I have learned to be at peace. Like, I had a car accident. The pivotal moment of my whole life when I was in high school, we talked about this before, I had a car accident, you know what I'm saying, that almost took my life, you know, because I was, you know what I'm saying, a child that was, you know what I'm saying, I was goofy and shit, but I was, you know, angry at certain stuff, you know what I'm saying, and so, but I will say that after that car accident that almost took my life, nothing bothers me like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because I am so blessed to still be, you know what I'm saying, in the land of the living. So it's like, I'm not going to let anything to just take, you know what I'm saying, away my peace and my joy, because the time that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm giving this negative stuff power is taken away from the smile on my face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, because some people would be like, damn, you always happy. So you're just being fake or something. No. That's being truthful, and you can't take away, you know what I'm saying, the smile off my face. Like, it's a inevitable joy that I really, truly have inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have been out there, you know what I'm saying, y'all could be in these comments, you know what I'm saying, you know, this ugly, fat, loud bitch, and it would be like, you know, and she knows this about me, like, and I'll be like,
okay.
I'll be laughing, I'll be like, I like that bitch, like, cool, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, it's like, I don't even spew any of that, you know what I'm saying, negativity out, because it's not even inside of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing but rainbows and butterflies. That's the reason why, you know what I'm saying, I'm always pulling that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
She like, is, but let me tell you something. Do not... Do not wake up the other side of that shit. And I'm being honest, so we have to be real with our sense why, nigga. You better not provoke the burrow. And I'm not calling her a burrow, but I'm just saying, you know how they say, do not provoke her. Because just as happy as she is, and like, hey, girl, that whole head is spinning around on your ass, and I'm just going to be like, because you cannot control it once you get in there, and she's not going to fuck with you ever again, so please don't provoke the chancellor, please. Don't provoke her, but no, she's big. That's a good way to look at things. When you have, when you say it's a pivotal moment, mm-hmm. It made me think about Beyonce when she said that, when she said it was a pivotal moment. but no, that's true. When you have moments like that where it's like, I could have been dead and gone. And it makes you realize how precious life is. Because here mm-hmm. she was going to prom or coming from prom?
Coming from prom
mm-hmm. with her friends, probably going to go eat or after party, just mm-hmm. go enjoy, get ready to graduate, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And in the blink of an eye, you not, because you know you don't think that you're going to have a wreck when you're in college. In that moment, her life could have been gone. So I definitely get that, you know what I'm saying? I think it takes with growth, when you grow and when you just realize that I've wasted so much time mm-hmm. being negative. And that's why now I try to choose my words wisely when I say to people. That's why I really don't post as much on social media, because I can go off. And when I go for the jugular. Like, I dig deep, deep down that grass, that damn dirt. You know, when you were little, I don't know about y'all, but down in, from East Dallas, we from East Dallas Projects, I used to dig in the dirt, and when it started getting, like, red or orange, I was like, I'm getting close to the devil. I'm the type of bitch, you piss me off, I'm a dig deep. Mm-hmm. And, bitch, I'm just, once I go there, you can't, you know what I'm saying? I try not to be there. So, I try not to put that.
It's like negativity out there so easily. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, like it takes for me to have that bitch to come out of me. It takes a lot to bring her out. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like
a lot.
It's like you can do a lot of stuff, and that shit rolled off my back. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, girl, she said this. I don't care.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't even cut off, but we just being honest. She'll fight.
Yeah.
Like, it'd take a lot for her to say something to you, but she'll fight you. And she like to fight. She like to fight! Look, y'all can't see me on the YouTube. I'm not saying she don't like to fight, but she will. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, she don't like, because she know who she is when she turns into the Chancellor.
It's like the Incredible Hulk, because I know that I am the Incredible Hulk. Basically, I try to be as calm as possible. It's like, okay, girl, you can have me, bitch. Okay, cool.
But nobody ever just not likes you.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or you, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't like, it's because of something. It's them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end, it's like, and even if you don't like me, I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, the shit that would bother most people, I was telling her that, like, something that somebody would commit suicide about, I could have handled it in 30 minutes. I'm like,
yeah, because everybody and we
handle stuff totally different.
And speaking of y'all, we're not saying for y'all to just be this kumbaya and like, oh girl, because that's not realistic mm-hmm. for some people. We're just saying that in that moment, decide if it's worth your energy. Mm-hmm. Like, decide, like, am I going to act the fool with this bitch? Or can I be like, girl, unless she put her hands on you? Or if your man done pissed you off because he steady, like, leaving the toilet seat up. We're talking about anything small that changed your mood. We ain't just necessarily saying your man cheating on you. Or, you
hell
know, like,
no.
Talking about that. We're just saying, like, anything that changes your mood. Like, if you just say you got a man you live with, and we know men, they don't turn the light off. They don't turn, let the toilet seat down sometimes. And if it's on a repetitive thing and you told them once and then they did it like two or three times, it becomes annoying to you. Because like, damn, how many times I got to tell you that? But at the same time, if it's a habit, this is how I have to look at stuff. Mm-hmm. If they're not used to, just say he live by himself and they moved in together. And his house, he leave his toilet on, leave his lights on because that's the way he used to. It takes a while to break. It takes mm-hmm. a while to break old habits. So you may have to repeat yourself a couple of times. But instead of letting him piss you out where you just mad and slamming shit around, be like, you don't want to talk to him for the rest of the day. Just be like, dog. You sometimes got to call him dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, can you please stop leaving that toilet up? Like, that irritates me. Be vocal about it. Once y'all discuss it, then move forward versus you walking around. Because sometimes, you know, women, we don't like to disclose why we feel how we feel because it's like, he should know. They don't. I had to learn that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be like, I don't understand why you let the toilet seat down. Like, do you want me to go swimming? Like, that's so disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that. You know, you have to be vocal. And I feel like if you communicate, is that me?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, is that an Amber Alert? I'm sorry, but I think somebody air tagged me. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't have my ringer on, but it's this thing where my I know it's off subject, but for some reason on my phone it's been saying it's an air tag moving along with you. So I thought somebody was just trying to stalk me and be a ram and follow me. But you have a thing where you can hit it to see where the air tag is. So somebody just hit it. So I don't know. It's an air tag. Like they alerted their air tag to hit my stuff, but I don't know who it is, but whatever. I don't even know what the fuck I see. I was saying because sometimes.
But no, seriously, the reason why, you know what I'm saying, we having this conversation is because do not, like, seriously, y'all, do not, you know what I'm saying, give the person that you hate or irritates you the power to change your mood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, learning to control your energy and learning to control, you know what I'm saying? I always say that, you know, I'm the weatherman in my own life. You know what I'm saying? I control when it's a storm going to come. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I can control when the rain is coming. Like, you would not do that in my life. You know what I'm saying? And so many people give other people power, you know what I'm saying, over them in their life with, you know, just like if I am around, you know, somebody who's doing something stupid that I really don't like, again, why is that affecting me? I'm not doing nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? Is that person hitting or, you know what I'm saying, or doing anything to me or, yeah, you know, where it's affecting my way of living? Is, yeah, it affect, like, that? Let that person be dumb. That has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? My thing is how when I told you that I don't scroll look people's statuses because I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like not trying to be funny, but it's also about minding your own fucking business.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, just because they over doing whatever, that has nothing to do with me. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not affecting me. Why am I allowing somebody else's dumb mistakes or, you know what I'm saying, or stuff that, you know what I'm saying, affect how it's going to change my mood? You know what I'm saying?
I think with me, I had to stop being so opinionated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with me having such a strong opinion, mm-hmm, it made me judgmental and feel like the way I felt was, like, right, even though my feelings are valid. So I had to really control it because I was real mad about Jeezy and Jenny Ma. Not only because I love Black Love, but then I was like, you know, she glows. Mm-hmm. And he seems to be good for her. And I was like, okay, I like them together. After I seen him in concert, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to like you. I'm like Baby, mm-hmm, Snow. You know what I'm saying? I just said, you know, I was like, the kid, stop. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That's why I started watching reality shows. I was obsessed. Like, I'm proud of myself because it may be small to somebody else, but it's huge for me because, yeah, I'm an overthinker and I'm an empath. And I take on a lot of shit. And it's like some shit, I be like, that ain't you. Mm-hmm. Mind your business. And the beauty in all of what we're saying is I like to have control of shit. She likes to be in control of shit. We can't control nothing else. But the one thing that we have control over is self. Mm-hmm. You can control yourself. You can control the way your mind, when your mind start thinking some evil shit, you can pray about it to make it stop. You know what I'm saying? Or just start meditating, whatever you want to do to stop your mind from doing it. That worked for me. Mm-hmm. When I feel my mind start thinking like feelings and thoughts that I didn't want it to do, I would have to pray and ask God to remove that from me because that's not of me. That's not of him. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So the one thing that you do have control over is yourself. And if you ain't never paid attention to that ever in life, take some time listening to us today and be like, you're right, I do have control over myself. And just try to implement what we're saying into one day just to see how it works for you. When you feel something to take you there, see what you can do to kind of turn it around and be like, mm-mm.
But also, you know what I'm saying? Think about this. Like, if you're easily, I always say this, if you're easily irritated by something, ask yourself, you got to check yourself and say, why is that irritating me so fast? Much. You know what I'm saying? So fast. And why am I allowing that to get, you know what I'm saying, to change my, you know what I'm saying, my thought path or my, you know what I'm saying, my energy? Why am I giving this thing energy? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, then when you sit and think about it, you be like, but damn, that lady, you know what I'm saying, over there hitting her child, why is that affecting me?
But you know, little babies, when they cry, it'll affect. When I heard,
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I'm just throwing shit out.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. Like,
it has nothing to do with me. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Let
like,
that parent, like, parent her kids.
Stay in your own little world. You know your what I'm song. Saying? Understand, you know what I'm saying? The power that you have, do not allow, you know what I'm saying, somebody to, you know, change that. And, you know, because again, like I said, I'm giving you the power to control my energy.
Like,
nah,
you're a puppet.
Yeah, so don't be a puppet. But for everybody that's on YouTube, make sure that you go ahead and hit the notification bell, subscribe, like, and click the links in our bio to listen to the rest of this podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify. Kiki up her point to listen, this cheesecake.
I got to say this, dog. That's why I was shaking my head while I was talking to you. And I'm so into this podcast, but this motherfucking shit is so good, dog. It's so creamy. I'm just wondering if she can come up with a chocolate recipe.
I ain't never did that. You should definitely try. I don't even really like chocolate like that.
But get out, YouTube.
We out. Now, everybody else is still on our podcast. No, seriously. You know, when me and Kiki was talking about this, you know, I was like, you really, you know what I'm saying, cannot for real, you know what I'm saying, let somebody dictate and control your energy, because they're still going to be stupid or whatever. And you over here, you know what I'm saying, being mad or, you know what I'm saying, angry and all this stuff, when it has nothing to fucking do with you. Nothing at all.
And that's all we're saying, guys. It's just, you know,
guys
and girls, when you feel yourself like going there, sometimes you have to, like Chelsea said, check the situation. And sometimes it may not be you. It could possibly just be that person that you're surrounding yourself with. If it's a person that's triggering you, you need to figure out, like, why does this person trigger me so much? Do I really not like them? I'm just tolerating them. You have to ask yourself fact-finding questions to see why you're so disturbed. It's either internal or it's the motherfucker that's external.
And I was going to say, a lot of times, now I didn't write, listen, this one, I told Kiki, I said I'm a freestyle. I ain't look up no research or anything. I'm just saying the shit off the top of my head. But no, seriously, the main thing that when it does, you know, irritate you like that, is because you are not at peace and inside.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's some shit that is bothering you. You know what I'm saying? It's some shit that you have not, you know, got over. It's some shit that, you know what I'm saying, where it's like that you still allow something to affect you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's some internal. You're just not at peace in the inside. And people can all say, I'm at peace.
Yeah, right.
No, when you know what I'm saying, allow shit like that to, you know what I'm saying, completely shake you up. You know what I'm saying? You have not learned that self-control.
It takes a while to get there.
It does.
And like we said, we're not forcing it. We just give you news you can use. We're not forcing it on you. You can either take this, eat it, and digest it, or you can just be like, it don't taste good to me. I don't want it. If it don't apply, let it fly. We're just trying to give you tips on how you can be a better you and stop letting people take away your happiness. Because when you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think somebody's going to let you take away their happiness?
Exactly.
Like, you got to think about that. You come before them. Self is always first. And now all that ties into self-love, because you're like, I love myself enough to not keep letting this motherfucker give me a headache, or stop letting the girl at work keep popping that gum. You know, it be small stuff. Because shit like that trigger me. People that pop gum, I don't even say that no more. I just email the manager, hi, she's popping gum. Are we supposed to be chewing gum like that on? You know, that's how I protect my peace, because me turn around like, you going to keep popping that gum? Well, start a fight. We'll get into it. Go to HR. A whole bunch of shit. So me protecting my peace is being a snitch. Because I'm going to do it.
Come on, snitch.
I don't mind.
Yeah. But see, and like I was telling Kiki, because she was asking me earlier, like, what to do. And I was like, a lot of times, just block. Block it out. You know what I'm saying? Like even with the pop of the gun, bitch, I'd be over here, you know, she'd be popping, I'd be over here thinking about something totally different. Because I'm like, bitch, this, she's the gun popper. Like, okay, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Just block it. Kiki is the type. She's going to tell.
I'm
going
to tell. When it comes to that at work, because of the type of job I do, you can't be doing it. And it's just unprofessional. So I'm going to tell it.
Yeah.
And ma'am, because that's unprofessional. You popping that fucking gum. We at, like, out and about, and she popping that gum. I ain't going to say shit. I'll be like, I move around to where I can't hear it. But if they sitting right by me, and it's like, it's like, I don't know. I guess because I grew up in a house where we couldn't chew gum. And if you was chewing it too bad, like, you get your ass in trouble. And it's instilled in me. So when I see somebody popping gum, I'm like, you ain't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one time she did, I'm proud. Well, a while back, she ain't there no more. She popped it, and I was just like, I ain't saying nothing. I was like, okay, I did good. But another time, I was like, can you please tell her to stop popping this gum? Because, you know, like, it's just like, stop it. But, I'm just saying, small shit like that.
Yeah, it is small stuff. Because we're not talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, when your man is doing something, you know, I'm saying, like, some cheating or something. No, not no big stuff. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, just say, like, you at a family gathering. And you have, you know what I'm saying, that brother, you know, who, you know,
get drunk and act stupid.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, like, again, it's just little stuff where it's like, don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, get you mad. You know, like, if you already happy, just stay in your happy place. You know what I'm saying? If that shit is not affecting you at all, just stay in your happy place.
Okay. You got anything to say on that?
Nope.
I don't either. Y'all be easy on that.
So we're going to go ahead and go into our letter portion. Kiki is going to go ahead and read it. Now, if you would like to email us, it's sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com Or we also reach out stuff from our DMs on our Instagram at Silly Girls Podcast as well. And if you would like to be a sponsor, hit that same email. If you know somebody, you know what I'm saying, who got a business or would like to promote anything, you know what I'm saying, they got some new music coming out, you ain't want to promote it or anything like that, go ahead and hit that the email as well, because we always forget to tell y'all about our, you know what I'm saying, about the sponsor.
Right. Okay, so our little portion today says, hey, Silly Girls Podcast, I want to say I love y'all and keep up the good work, and I will forever be part of the Silly Squad. I need some advice. I think I have really fucked up. It's not even funny. My husband gives me money to pay the mortgage, and I have blown off 3 months due to spending. I am so scared to tell him, but I got a notice about us being behind. Please help me. I think he is going to leave me. I just don't know what to do. Baby, thank you for writing in to us and being the building forever Silly Squad. And we appreciate that. We love you, cousin. But cousin, you know you done fucked up, right? I'm not even being, I'm being so for serious. Because you just fucked up. Why would you do that? All I can say is be honest. I don't know. I don't think that it's going to turn out in your favor, because I feel like he worked hard to pay that mortgage to keep that roof over your head, and you're being inconsiderate and being selfish and blowing it. What are you spending it on? Are you on drugs? Or do you gamble? No, I'm
for
asking,
real?
Like, what are you
spending the mortgage?
What damn, are you spending it on? Like, are you buying bags and... I don't know. What you tricking it? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not fair to him. It's not fair to y'all. If y'all have kids, it's definitely not fair to your children. So I think you need to be a big girl. Put on your big girl panties, thong or whatever you wear, and go and sit your husband down and be honest. Because if you've gotten a notice, he gonna really be pissed off. That's all I got to say.
What's good, girl? Thank you for being a part of the Silly Squad. Y'all know we love y'all. And when y'all write us in, you know we got to give you our honest opinion. You know what I'm saying? And for all of y'all, y'all are family. So, you know, I'm not your yes man, and I can't sugarcoat shit for you. Nope. So I got to come with you, you know what I'm saying, like I would tell somebody that's in my family. Girl, you wrong as fuck. And then not only that you are wrong, you are doing something that is going to, you know what I'm saying, affect your fucking, you know what I'm saying, household in a way where y'all can get put the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You, but because you buying some shit, you know what I'm saying, y'all can get actually put the fuck out of your, where you are laying your head peacefully. You know what I'm saying? That is the craziest shit ever. So, of course, bitch, hurry up and tell your husband, because he probably got to work some overtime, and your ass probably get a part-time job to help him to cover the shit that, you know what I'm saying, that you been fucked up, because you wrong. Like, bitch, we, me and Kiki, you know what I'm saying, make our own money. We would love to have a man, so, you know what I'm saying, to pay the mortgage, and, you know what I'm saying, to help and all this shit. Bitch, I ain't finna blow no shit. First, that's very irresponsible. Irresponsible. To, you know what I'm saying? Like, you pay the bills first, and then you blow the shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me, before I buy this, you know what I'm saying, these shoes, bitch, let me make sure this rent is paid, and then... You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go shopping. But the fact that you know what I'm saying, you are, that's being irresponsible like that. Like, nah. Whatever that your husband, you know what I'm saying, come at you with, like, he should, because you gotta fucking take it. And do not, listen at me, don't you ever fucking do this shit no more. After he, you know what I'm saying?
Even if they with him no more. And the thing about it is, I'm pretty sure if you'd have asked him for spending money, he would have gave it to you. Because if he's paying the mortgage, I'm sure he don't mind. You didn't go into detail about what you do, but honey, you need to pray about it. But you first of all need to tell your husband, because he's going to be mad because you done kept this secret for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So he thinks you're a liar. I'm going to be honest with you. He ain't going to be able to trust you again going forward. So
he'll probably start paying the stuff from now on.
And he ain't going to trust him no more. And it's going to put it's going to really, y'all got to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you have to go through that, but I ain't sorry because you fucked up. And
you fucked up.
That.
Yeah, you fucked up, sis.
You fucked up big time.
Yeah.
We know we ain't putting you on our financials. Mm. When we blow up, do not apply. Mm.
Do not. We gonna alert that email.
Because you are irresponsible. I'm mad you leave your name, cousin, because you the cousin, you don't leave your purse around. God dang,
girl. You right, Kiki.
Girl, okay.
What the fuck? Like, seriously.
Baby.
Listen.
Message sent.
She gonna have to email us again, because they finna...
They finna get divorced.
The girl, he's gonna put her out, and he finna pay that rent, and she finna get put out.
Yeah, I'm... this is what I'm starting saying after I read my letters, after I reply back. Message sent.
I like it.
I'm done.
Are you done? Mm-hmm. Message sent.
We sent it. Okay. So I never talked. Chelsea, what's our next topic?
So our next topic, I want to talk about being a forever student. You know, so when I first brought this up to Kiki, she thought I meant like, you know what I'm saying, being in college, you know what I'm saying, forever, for a long time and stuff. And I'm like, no, being a forever student in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we always talk about growth on this podcast and all about, you know what I'm saying, healthy, you know, stuff and growing and whatever. But however, we talking about being a forever student in life, meaning that basically, you know, as long as we are living, we're supposed to be learning and growing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And like, even, you know what I'm saying, like, I have a conversation with my mom all the time, and if my mom, you know what I'm saying, because she's older than me, does not, just because somebody's older than you,
don't still mean they can't learn.
Doesn't mean exactly that they cannot learn. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, as wise as I think I am, bitch, I am I pick up shit from everyone. You know what I'm saying? Positive shit all the time. Like, if it's something positive, I pick it. I'm like a sponge and I hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? And I throw away all the other negative shit that you know what I'm saying, like, about you. But I hold on to, you know what I'm saying, learn or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, and apply it to my life. You know what I'm saying? So being a, you know what I'm saying, forever student is, it's a life long journey of, you know what I'm saying, finding out new things. And, you know what I'm saying, and not cutting your brain off. Because you know how, like, when you get a certain age, how people say, well, I've been doing it this way all my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, basically you're not open to learning anything new, any new ideas. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, as much as whatever that we're talking about today, you know what I'm saying, y'all are going to hear us next year talk of, you know what I'm saying, our vocabulary is going to change. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we're talking about is going to change. You know what I'm saying? Next year, you know, Kiki could be with the love of her life. You
ooh,
know what I'm saying?
I received
you
that.
Know what I'm saying? Next year, you know what I'm saying, we could both, you know what I'm saying, being on a whole other financial path.
And
you
a
know
whole other state.
A whole other state. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everything, we're always, you know what I'm saying, is always forever changing. Things, you know what I'm saying, the things that you think that you know, you really don't know, because again, nothing stays the same.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? The one thing that I always try to be is open to change and being open to new ideas, because bitch, I am not the fucking smartest person in the world. I'm always willing and open to learn any fucking thing new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to ever, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, okay, nah, I'm good. I know, bitch, Chancellor. Yeah. Nah, you know what I'm saying? See what you can learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, do some research. See what the fuck is, you know what I'm saying, after, like, okay, you know. And I think being forever a student, being forever, you know what I'm saying, wanting, you know what I'm saying, to learn more and know more, you know what I'm saying, it helps you to grow in many ways.
Yeah.
Forth, you know what I'm saying, beyond what you believe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So basically, it's developing an inquisitive mind. You know what I'm saying? Where you're always inquisitive, not, you know what I'm saying, just like about, you know what I'm saying, somebody, you know what I'm saying, life, business, but you know what I'm saying, you're just inquisitive about, like, damn, you know what, I wonder how, you know what I'm saying, this works. Like, Kiki, always, you know what I'm saying, I always call myself the Miss DIY, you know, because I'm a, you know, I'm a real self, I'm really self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you know, I'm a person where I can do my own hair. I can do my own makeup. I can, you know what I'm saying, do, you know what I'm saying, make my own clothes or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm very self-sufficient. So I'm always trying to learn something new. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, okay, damn, I didn't master this. You know, what else can I learn? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So doing so, you know what I'm saying, it just helps you to continuously grow. What is your thoughts even on that?
No, I feel like, learning is a lifelong process. You always learning. You're unlearning, if that's even a word, old things that you were taught that may not fit into the way you think as an adult. The way what we were taught as a kid, sometimes when you think back on it, be like, that's not how I want to think about that. I look at it totally different because I'm grown now. I'm able to form my own opinion of it versus what somebody told me the way something's supposed to go. I'm a firm believer in learning is a, you never stop learning. That's the beauty of the, I'm always saying, if y'all ain't never heard me say, I love the power of the brain. It's amazing what the brain does. Like, I'm so intrigued by the brain because it stores so many memories. You know what I'm saying? It's like the cognitive of, it's just a beautiful thing. But I love learning and I'm always open to learn. I'm always Googling stuff. It be some stupid random shit. It may be crazy to y'all, but it's like, if I want to know, I learn it, I Google it, and I learn it. And like I told you, I may not seem like I'm in the room listening when somebody talking to me, but I pay attention to what people say. You know what I'm saying? If it's something somebody done said, I'm like, I like that. You know, I try to apply that in my life if I feel like it's something that I want to take on. And I'm also learning things from people that I don't want. You know what I'm saying? I watch people move and the shit they say and how they handle things. And I'd be like, no, I definitely wouldn't do that if I was a parent. I don't agree with that, but I ain't a parent right now. But if I was to be a parent, yeah, that wouldn't be it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to allow people to be them. But I'm just like, that's all I really got to tell them. I love learning new things. And like, I would say I'm a sponge too. I'm something. I suck it out. I'm a straw. I suck it all in. And I swallow it.
As soon as you say it suck.
There she go, y'all. You know. And I digest it. And I, you know what I'm saying? And it resonates with me. Sometimes I listen to stuff and I might hear it again somewhere else. I'm like, I heard that before. You know what I'm saying? Because it was interesting to me. But yeah, forever student. Everybody should be a forever student. When you stop being a student, that's the problem. When you think you know everything, that's the problem.
And that's the thing that I will say, that when you have the mindset of like, nah, I'm good. I already know how to, you know what I'm saying, do that. Like, basically you're blocking new information.
Yeah.
You're blocking, you know what I'm saying? Because again, just because you could have been doing something that you did in 10 minutes, but he probably knows a shortcut to do it in 5, and it's the same efficient way. When it's like, if you just would have just listened and learned from him, you know what I'm saying? You could have learned, you know what I'm saying, and been, you know, quicker and, you know what I'm saying, double the time. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Always, my thing is to everybody who's listening is always be open for new ideas. Mm-hmm. Always be open, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, to change, you know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, so many people that when they get a certain age, it's like, no, I'm good. I don't want to learn it.
Or now, you know what I'm saying? They
stuck in their old ways. And one thing that you said that is fucking, you know what I'm saying, just stands out is unlearning old things. You know what I'm saying? Unlearning some stuff, like, again, stuff that our parents taught us, you know what I'm saying, or we just picked up on. Some of that stuff doesn't apply to, you know what I'm saying, how we are today. So it's like unlearning. Let me, you know what, okay, my daddy used to, you know what I'm saying, handle stuff this way, you know, and that was really, you know what I'm saying, not a really good, you know what I'm saying, way, because he ended up, you know what I'm saying, getting in trouble. So let me unlearn how he did and let me learn this way. You know what I'm saying? Or like, oh, my grandparents, you know what I'm saying, they did, you know what I'm saying, this or whatever, and they was kind of depressed or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So let me learn, you know what I'm saying, this way.
Find a better way that fits me.
So it's like, just because, you know what I'm saying, that we have been taught certain things by teachers, by, you know what I'm saying, pastors, by, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever, it's like, you are always, you know what I'm saying, you know, able to, you know what I'm saying, digest what they, you know what I'm saying, feed you, whatever, and shit out the stuff that doesn't really, you know what I'm saying, mean you any good, you know what I'm saying, or that's applying to your life, you know what I'm saying. And my another great, you know, tip that I always say is do not shy away from people that you think don't know more than you. You get what I'm saying? Where it's like, just like, even a homeless man on the street can teach you something that you have no fucking idea. But you, when you look at him, you will say, you know what I'm saying, like, this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, you judge him, and so you think that he has nothing to give you, or, you know, you can gain from him. But knowledge is, baby, that is knowledge key. That's power. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say, I give the same, you know what I'm saying, the janitor, the same respect that I do the VIP, you know what I'm saying, the vice president of the company or the CEO. You know what I'm saying? Like, status-wise, you know what I'm saying? You would never know the information that you use. That little piece of information that you got from that janitor, you know what I'm saying, can have you take you far beyond what this president told you, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, the technology that probably, you know what I'm saying, like, you probably just needed for one, you know what I'm saying, day or something. But this knowledge that this janitor told you is going to, you know what I'm saying, be the peace in your life. You fucking never fucking know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So it's always keeping, you know what I'm saying, your head on a swivel to, you know, gain knowledge from everything around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, every fucking thing, you know. And I'm so, and it's a blessing to say, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not finna judge him. Like, I'm gonna listen. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, like, I'm going to listen. And if it does, again, like you said, what you said earlier, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. And then I'm going to listen. And if it doesn't apply to me, I'm just going to let it fly. But I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, pay attention. And I'm going to fucking listen.
Yeah.
And I will say this. The most successful people stay learning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The people that stays, you know what I'm saying, not, you know, growing and not, you know what I'm saying, being successful because they like, I don't want to learn. I ain't finna take the time to learn it. Mm-hmm. I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying, give it no energy. But the most successful person is like, oh, hold on. You know what? Let me go back to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let hold on. Now, how did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Let me even learn it from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Or let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me add, you know, the most successful, they're always fucking learning. That's why they are successful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the people who don't, they just stay, you know what I'm saying? Because again, their ways the best ways, and they stay stuck, mm-hmm. and they don't climb any further. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And basically, learn from your mistakes. That's a big one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like whatever, you know, mistakes that we have, you know, we, as long as you live, and you gonna have fucking mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. we, as much, you know what I'm
we're
saying?
Human.
We're human. You know what I'm saying? So learning from your mistakes and being the own sponge of, you know what I'm saying, yourself, because at the end of the day, guess what? The Kiki that you see today was not the Kiki last year. Mm-hmm. So you had to, you're learning yourself,
yeah.
the new you. You know what I'm saying? Because the choice that I was last year, I'm not the same this fucking year.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly a student of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're constantly finding out who the fuck we are and where we want to go. Like, you're constantly a student of yourself.
Yeah, adjusting our life to what, you know, like, yeah. feels right for us.
Yeah.
The last thing I got to say about that is that you just have to clean out your thought closet.
Mm.
You have to be, you know, even it's like purge your brain. You know what I'm saying? Like your clock, like do a, it's like a clean, when you clean out your house, spring clean mm-hmm. your brain. You know how sometimes like now I know damn well I ain't wore that in 12 years. Let me get rid of that because mm-hmm. it serves no purpose. You have to remove the things that serve no purpose to make room for the things that will benefit you. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, that's just the gist of it. But
I love you how have you
to
close
be,
it out.
Yeah, you just have to be ready for it and be open to, like Chosa said, to receive it. And just move forward with mm-hmm. it. I agree.
You got something else you want to say about that? Well, y'all know what time it is.
Rando, rando, rando. We got something rando for you. Rando, rando, rando.
We got something random for you. Kiki, what is your rando, girl?
Now, people going to think I'm crazy when I say this. Mm. But when Kobe Bryant passed away, I think I started following Vanessa after the fact because I was just like,
everybody.
I just wanted to, you know, like, I was just like, let me see how this woman gonna survive mm-hmm. this. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how she deal with it because I was like, I don't know. Me following her made me feel like I was hugging her, like mm-hmm. trying to be there for yeah. her. And then even with the Young Dolph thing, when his fiance lost him, I started following her. Not to be nosy to see if she depressed, but because I was like, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if I follow her, it's like I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I go to their page, I be praying for them. Like, I go and check on them every now and again and just pray and be like, you know, cover them because I can't imagine. But yeah, I go to their page every, like, almost every week and say a little prayer on it. I put my phone on the actual page and, like, say a little prayer for them because I can't imagine.
That is so sweet.
Mm-hmm, I do. And I'm like,
But yeah, because I used to follow Vanessa, but yeah. she probably only had probably 800,000 followers.
She got a lot now.
I think she probably got 8 million or something. Like, yeah. when he passed, everybody went flooding to her page because, like, damn, you know, like you. It's like,
I want to hug her.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that because we lost Kobe, now it's like, you know what I'm saying? She's the next, she was, you know, his wife. So, you know, let me, you know what I'm saying?
Let his kids yeah. grow up through her. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if he would post his baby, she yep. would see it. But yep. even with that, it's just like, you have people like, I want to follow you to let you know that we here. You know, like, you're not alone where you can vent or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's so sweet. Well, my rando is, bitch, listen, my leave out. I was talking about this earlier. Bitch, it's fried, dyed, and laid to the side.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You know, for everybody, you know what I'm saying? For the men and stuff who listening. And, you know, when you have, you know what I'm saying? When you keep putting the heat on there, it fries your fucking head. So it's like, I'm mad because I need to change my whole fucking little party. Bitch, it's scarce up there, bitch.
She showed me today. She was like, look, this is what I was talking
it's
about.
It's like chicken little, bitch.
It can grow back.
It can grow back, but it's like I need to move my part over this side, but I'm going to feel weird.
That me too. I normally wear my part to the on the left hand. No, I normally on the right, and I have everything going to the left. But I've been switching it up going from the the left to the right because my rights are shiesty in the mug.
And so I'm like, fuck. But I need to switch it because this shit is fucking... Oh, I'm gonna feel so fucking weird.
You get used to it, and we just say open your mind to new things. You just said what you just said, so you need to go ahead and embrace that.
Practice what
you preach.
What is your song of the week?
My song of the week is "Wait a Minute" by Ray J.
Wait a minute.
I don't even know if I said this before, but we gonna jam it again. Wait a minute. Pow! Watch out, man. Come on, Kim.
It's a little one, and I'm not bad. Wow, I got it.
She wrapped it up.
Throw it up. She did that. Yes, baby.
Yeah, so what's your
my quote of the week?
No, you said your rando shit, your quote. Sorry, y'all.
My quote of the week is, you hold on to familiar because you're scared of what's next.
Amen. That's said it again.
You hold on to familiar because you're scared of what's
next.
That's
true. Amen.
So basically, the main reason is because, you know, you are afraid to see the possibility. It's unknown. So you don't know if it's going to be good, bad, whatever. So you hold on to like a broken relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's toxic or mm-hmm. it's somewhere, it's not, you're unhappy, but it's familiar to you. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? You just hold on to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you're afraid to see what is next. You know what I'm saying? Because it scares you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that on the other side of that. Because I had a quote like this before, something like that. But on the other side of that, fear is fucking, you know what I'm saying, like greatness. You know?
You'll be like, I can't believe I was even scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot, like we said about being open. Like, you know, sometimes just because it's familiar to you does not mean that it's correct or it's right. It's just familiar. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's comfort.
It's comfort. So, you know what I'm saying? You stay in that. Mm-hmm. But maybe what's next could be the biggest blessing ever.
Amen.
So, get ready for what's next, y'all.
I know that's right. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in and rocking with y'all, girl.
Shut up! Okay, I just want to say
this. You want to?
Huh?
Oh, because I got you the last time.
Listen, I was listening to our podcast.
And I said, shut up.
Bitch, listen, y'all know at the end, you know what I'm saying? I was just saying stuff. Listen, this girl told me, shut up.
I was sleeping. She kept talking.
Because I was trying to make that time go.
She was trying to sound like, man, fuck that. They gonna get what we get them today, goddamn it. Fuck that. But no, for real, thank y'all.
I meant to say that.
But yours didn't come through like mine did when I told you to shut up.
Nah, bitch, because you meant that. Bitch, mine was a joke.
Because you were gone.
Fool.
I'm sorry.
You was fool.
I had meant to say that in my head.
I know. I cracked up. I rewinded about 3 times. And I'm cracking up. That's how
I love her. But thank y'all for rocking with us. And y'all tap in next Sunday for the new Epi that's going to drop.
Come on, Epi.
Epi, you know you got to abbreviate words. And we out.
And we out.